Hey. Yeah, I brought the beer. Whoa, slow down. I mean, I'm worried about you. You okay? Oh, you can't sleep. I mean, I don't know if the beer's gonna help with that. I mean, you'll fall asleep, yeah, but it's not gonna be very good quality sleep. Quality is just as important as quantity. You can get 8 hours of shit rest. One beer, alright? And you're gonna share it with me. Because I care about you, dummy. Alright, your turn. A sip. I see those cans in the trash. Don't tell me you've been self-medicating the past couple nights. Yeah, that's what I thought. Alright. Well, you called the right person. I've got you. You got any coasters around here? Underneath what? Oh. So many books. Didn't know you were a nerd. Yeah, it's not derogatory. I think it's cool. Shit. Here, I'll help you clean later, too. When you wake up. I'm not gonna leave you like this. Look, my best friend is feeling sad, clearly. That's why you can't sleep, isn't it? That's what I'm saying. That is why I brought the backpack. Got everything I need. Toothbrush, toothpaste, change of clothes, even brought a hairbrush. Oh, and I have a spare pillow in the car, just in case you didn't have an extra one. Of course. You know I'll always be there for you. There was just something about the way that you wrote that text. And the fact that you were asking for beer when I know that you don't really like to drink. Yeah, I knew something was up. So, I'm here. You want to talk about it? 'Cause if you do, I'm here to listen. We can totally talk about it in the morning. You just want to sleep right now? Okay. I'll tell you what. Why don't we polish this off? And by we, I mean me. And, I'll just talk to you until you fall asleep. Do you think that would help? Yeah. I'm a little better than NPR, you know? Although, it always puts me to sleep. It's better when it's somebody who knows you. Somebody who cares about you. Somebody who's not gonna, you know, possibly deliver you distressing news about how things are going in the world. Promise not to talk about the news. Remember, I want you to fall asleep, not stay awake all night again. Here, come a little closer, real quick. Let me feel your forehead. Okay. So you don't have a temperature. So you're not sick. Well, that means it's stress. Which isn't great, but at least you don't have to deal with that too. Yeah, sorry, my hand still is on your forehead. There we go. You're free and clear. Here, you want another sip? Or are you good? Oh, you don't like this kind? Well, you should have told me that. What kind do you like? Well, I'll get that time. I'll get that kind next time. No, I didn't bring pajamas. I'm just gonna wear this. It's pretty comfortable. You know, I've got my sweatshirt, sweatpants, generally sweat clothing. It's not the look that's gonna get me into the hottest clubs, but it's definitely cozy. So where do you want to sleep? Couch, your room, the floor. I don't recommend that last option, but if you're feeling really tired, I'll sit with you on the floor. Okay. Lead the way. Sit down with you here. Oh. Want me to fluff your pillow? Hand it to me. You've never fluffed a pillow before? Hey, you just gotta... It's kinda gotta beat it up a little bit. No, a pillow doesn't mind. It... Yeah. You know, it makes it more squishy, more full of life. So, the secret that I got taught was you hit the corners. Yeah. It moves all the fluff into the middle. And then at the end, you beat it down like this. And then it moves all of the fluff out evenly. Yeah, see? Like that. Do you like to sleep with covers? Okay, let me just put a light one on you. It's a little cold. You want me to tuck the covers up to your chin? Here, I'll tuck them around you too. Like you're a little burrito. Perfect. Cozy? Well, definitely wiggle around until it's like perfect. Okay? I won't be insulted. Yeah, I brought the beer with me. Why wouldn't I? Nope. You are all wrapped up and cozy now, so you don't get any. Maybe tomorrow. Right now, why don't you just close your eyes for a bit? I know you're not gonna fall asleep that fast. Just close your eyes. There we go. No peeking. I'm just gonna talk to you. Nothing nefarious. Alright. Just want you to be aware of your body. Maybe start at your head and just check for anything that's tense. Maybe your eyebrows are scrunched up. Or maybe you find that your jaw is tight and just notice it. Don't worry about relaxing yet, just notice it. Notice your jaw. Notice your neck. Notice your shoulders. Alright, we're gonna go down your left arm. Notice your arm. Notice any tension there. Notice your left hand. The fingers on your hand. And once again, if there's any tension, just notice it. Don't worry about it right now. Keep those eyes closed. Alright, let's go to your right arm. Just notice your arm. Notice how it feels. Any tension that you might find. Your right hand. Your fingers. Good. Okay. We're gonna go back to your core. To your torso. Notice your chest. Notice any tightness or tension there. No judgment, no trying to relax it. Just notice it. Let's move to your stomach. Notice it. Notice any tension, anything that feels like there's like muscle tension or any, you know, stress in your stomach. Just notice it. I'm gonna have you turn your focus to your back. I want you to feel your upper back. Notice it. Notice any tension there. Move to your middle back. Just noticing. You don't have to remember. You don't have to try and change it. Just neutrally noticing. Let's move to your lower back. noticing, not making any judgments, not trying to change anything, just accepting it for what it is. Okay. Let's move to your hips. Feeling if there's any tension there, any pain, any stress in your hips. Okay. We're gonna go down your left leg. I want you to notice your left thigh. Any tension? Any stress, any pain, just notice it. I'm gonna move down to your knees and your shins on your left side. Noticing. Moving down to your left foot. Toes on your left foot. Great. Almost done. Let's move to your right leg. Notice your right thigh. Good. Notice your right knee. Your right shin. Your right foot, and toes on your right foot. Perfect. I want you to take 3 nice deep breaths. I want you to listen to how it sounds when you breathe. 3 deep breaths. Here we go. 1. Very good. All right, keep your eyes closed. We're going to go back through your body. We're going to go from the bottom to the top this time. And this time, I want you to just do a small little wiggle of each part of your body that I name, okay? You're gonna do a tiny little wiggle, just enough to help you sink a little deeper into, yes, into the spot where you're sleeping. Just enough to feel your body release any tension that you may have found while you were noticing things. It's okay if it doesn't go away altogether. That'll happen later. For right now, just a little tiny wiggle. Barely a little movement. We don't want to move too much or it'll wake you up. Right now, we're letting our bodies sink. So let's start with your right toes. Just gonna give them a tiny little wiggle. Maybe a little stretch. Feels kinda good. Your toes might pop or crack. But it kinda feels good. Moving to your right foot. Let's go ahead and move that around. Small little circle. Moving your right shin, just kind of moving it around just a little bit, sinking a little deeper. Moving your right knee from side to side. Moving your leg. Moving your right thigh. Side to side. Great. Let's go to your left leg. So we're going to start with the toes on your left foot. Wiggling your toes. Letting them stretch. Great. Moving your left foot in a small little circle. Awesome. Moving your right shin. Side to side. There you go. Moving your left knee. Moving your left thigh. Awesome. All right. Let's move your hips just a little bit. Yeah, just a little wiggle. Yes, there you go. Keep your eyes closed. Great. So, for your stomach, I'm going to have you put your hand just very lightly on your stomach, and instead of moving it around, I'm gonna have you, and this is gonna sound silly, but I promise you it's gonna help a little bit, I'm gonna have you rub your tummy a little bit, just softly, not too hard, just softly. It's weirdly soothing, right? It is for me, anyway. If it doesn't help you, don't do it. Okay. I want you to move your hand up to your chest, the center of your chest. Right where in the middle of your ribcage. And I want you to do the same thing. Just a soft rub. Soft little circles. Once again, if that doesn't feel soothing to you, then don't do it. Well, I've got my eyes closed too. I've for this part. Oh, it feels, you know. I mean, it feels, you know, natural to do it with you. So, well, it feels weird to rub my chest and watch you at the same time. Keep your eyes closed. Don't giggle. I'm waking you up, aren't I? Shh, shh, shh. Go back to sleep. Do you want me to keep going? Okay. All right. So you can let your hands rest at your sides if you're ready. And we're going to do both hands at the same time. I want you to move your fingers just very slightly. Soft, gentle little movements with your fingers. Good. Let's move your hands at the wrist, kind of moving them back and forth. Just a gentle little movement. Okay. Moving your arms a little bit, maybe rolling them at the shoulders very slightly. Perfect. Take your head, move it very gently from side to side. You don't have to turn all the way, just a little bit. Gently from side to side. Let's take those three deep breaths again. You ready? One. too. Three. How do you feel? Do you feel a little more calm? Yeah, good. Oh, it's just a little exercise I learned on the internet. It helps me a lot when I need to go to sleep. Of course. Anytime you need. I can come over and do it for you, or I can, you know, walk you through it over the phone. I can even send you the video that I got it from. Yeah? I'm not gonna go anywhere. I'm gonna be right here. Right next to you all night, okay? And if you wake up, we can do the whole thing again. Yeah. I'll be right here. Brought a book. Yeah, I told you, I brought the backpack. So, you can close your eyes and I'll wait until you're fast asleep and then I'll probably fall asleep right here. Promise to wake me up if you wake up. I don't have anything to do tomorrow. I have nothing that I need to be awake for. So don't feel bad about waking me up. I'm here to help you sleep. Okay? You're my friend. I'm here for you. Close your eyes again, then. Just breathe, okay? I'll take deep breaths with you until you fall asleep.